This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ewan, do you mean to tell me that we're getting Suicide Squad instead of this?
What are we, some kind of disappointing cancelled game squad?
Some sort of Damian Wayne cancelled Dream Batman game squad?
Yeah, so if you've all been keeping up with the story of the cancelled Batman games we could have had over the last decade, then you'll probably be aware that for a brief period of time, WB Games Montreal, after working on Batman Arkham Origins and a cancelled Suicide Squad game, were in fact working on a Damian Wayne Batman game inspired by those brilliant Grant Morrison comics that I never shut up about. We got that initial leak in 2017-ish, and then we had one in 2019 where you had all those great pieces of concept art. This one leaked a little bit later. I believe that was 2021. This Batsuit concept art came out, and doesn't it just look great? But we had those that came out in 2019, which was like the post-apocalyptic Gotham. You know, Damian Wayne, Gorilla Grodd was one of the villains. You had those reimagined versions of Black Mask and White Rabbit and everything. But because the knife wasn't in deep enough, we've now had it twisted again because Josh Keaton, who you may remember as the voice of Spider-Man in the Spectacular Spider-Man cartoon, was doing a live stream recently. This comes via way of the Arkham channel over on X, formerly known as Twitter. And he was doing a live stream and he basically spoke about how he had once voiced Batman.
Yes.
But for a cancelled game, and this was in fact Project Sabbath, Josh Keaton was the voice of Damian Wayne Batman for that game, and he revealed in this discussion, which is edited over on the Arkham channel on Twitter, that it was cancelled because of the initial leak, which kind of gave away the goose on, you know, the plot, everything that they reinvented and imagined. So he believes ostensibly that the reason why this project was canned was because of a big old leak.
Because we all knew too much.
Yes.
And all the way to the top.
It's kind of, I'm still gutted about this, Scott. I am never getting over this, especially now that we are getting closer to Suicide Squad. And Gotham Knights, as much as I enjoyed Gotham Knights, I would have enjoyed a Damian Wayne Batman game all the more.
Well, everyone thought this was the most logical place for them to go after the conclusion of the Arkham trilogy, or the quadrilogy, whatever you want to call it, including Origins, where you could have maintained the gameplay. One of the biggest sticking points with Suicide Squad is the Fortnite-adjacent, let's say, gameplay style, where it all of a sudden is a third-person shooter where you're jumping around doing acrobatic stuff. It doesn't feel necessarily like it has the Arkhamverse DNA, whereas something like this would have allowed them to keep that going in a more melee-focused sensibility, which I think a lot of people, that's what they wanted. It was just kind of more of that engine, and maybe add a few new tweaks to the gameplay itself. We were getting a little bit tired of it, I guess, by the end of Arkham Knight, but it still felt like there was way more they could have done with that. Whereas now, it's so far away from where we are.
Yes, and it's interesting because Keaton was saying that we believe when the initial leaks of these came out, people were calling it an Arkham Knight sequel. He says that it was not set in the Arkhamverse. He did about three or four sessions, apparently, and then the project was poo-pooed and they moved on to Gotham Knights. And there was also talk of a potential Arkham Origins sequel at one point as well. But yeah, it wasn't going to be set in the Arkhamverse, which, again, I would be totally down for. I think if WB Games Montreal want to carve out their own identity as DC developers, then that's how you do it. And yeah, it's just a shame. I feel like looking at Damian as a concept for Batman, it's everything that I want a DC video game to be. I've listened to so many of these Suicide Squad previews and trailers talking about the game as if it's like, you never played any co-op game like this before, man. And that's totally cool to say, but in practice, and I can say this now because I played the alpha and there's no longer any NDA, it just plays like a game that It plays like a very 2024 game, whatever that is meant to mean. You know, it plays very much like it doesn't feel Arkham-y.
No.
Suicide Squad is a tentpole brand for DC now. The incarnation lineup we have here is the most marketable, most widely known members of the squad in Harley Quinn, Deadshot, King Shark, and Captain Boomerang. Whereas the Damian Wayne Batman game, that's fresh, exciting, unknown, a really cool interpretation of the mythos by one of the best Batman writers of all time. Mm. And it's not happened. And I find that really frustrating that of all the projects that moved forward, this was one that wasn't. And again, like, you know, Gotham Knights had a unique premise in having Batman be dead and it's, you know, he plays as sidekicks or whatever. But Damian Wayne is an unknown quantity to so many people. And it feels like this is even more frustrating because we obviously have a new Batman and Robin movie coming out, which is going to spotlight Damian Wayne. So we could have gotten way ahead of everyone here and done something really, really cool.
I wonder how far along this thing was. Like, if they've got Josh Keaton in there doing voice lines and there's, I forget even if we've talked about it just yet in this video, but me and you were talking about it before we started recording. The idea that the Bat Cycle stuff was carried over, made its appearance in Gotham Knights. Like, you had gameplay ideas there that for the most part were what people were asking for anyway. I still feel like you could do that. I feel like because of the amount of time that there's been since the end of the Arkham trilogy, or the, you know, those Arkham games, if you then said we're doing a Damian Wayne game, it's assuming a Batman Beyond style scenario, like setup and stuff, then I still feel like that would be welcome with open arms. Maybe because Suicide Squad is so rocky, but at the same time, the Arkhamverse name and that idea of trying to trade on that is in such weird rocky territory right now because they keep leaning on it and all these insiders and, hey, don't worry, it's got all the Arkham DNA in it.
Riddler is back and stuff like that. So we do know that WB Games Montreal are working on another DC project at the minute. A while ago, this was confirmed in 2019 that there were two projects on the go. We've known that developers there have spoken about working on Gotham Knights and another DC project, which is yet to be revealed. Have no clue what that's about. Obviously, the Monolith has Wonder Woman on the go as well. So there is more DC stuff coming, but I do have to question, in the Zaslav era, are we going to be getting something unique and fresh as exciting as what this Damian Wayne game sounded? And again, it's totally easy to be like, oh, I wanted this cancelled project more. We have no idea what that game would have been. Mm-hmm. However, in my heart of hearts, I would have been more excited to buy a Damian Wayne Batman game than Suicide Squad, which Warner Brothers have been desperately trying to make a thing since 2016.
And I'm curious, you can let us know what you think down in the comments below. Is Suicide Squad the thing? I feel like they've tried to make it a thing for 8 years now. I feel like the 2016 movie was all over the place, and then obviously you had the James Gunn movie, which was way more confident in regards to realizing the characters.
Great movie.
Great movie, sense of humor was on point. Like, I still just don't feel like Suicide Squad is as big as they want it to be. And I guess we'll find out with the game. Maybe the IP itself will carry that game, but we're in a weird territory with that overall.
The interesting thing with Suicide Squad, and again, I don't want to make this into a Suicide Squad rant video again. We've got plenty of those in the channel if you want to go check them out. But the idea of, you know, they revealed the roadmap for the DLC yesterday, you know, Joker, Elseworlds Joker is coming through. They're going to have, I think, rumored Mr. Freeze, Deathstroke and that. These characters don't have Suicide Squad DNA in them. If you're going to go for a Suicide Squad game, at least give me Suicide Squad villains. Mm-hmm. Give me, you know, Killer Frost, for instance. That'd be way more unique and inventive than just doing Mr. Freeze and jumping around everywhere, if Mr. Freeze is going to be in the game. But yeah, overall, just another addendum to this is that I'm just gutted at the amount of stuff that seems to have been in the works of WB Games Montreal after Arkham Origins, which I still maintain is my favorite Batman Arkham game, and is still upsettingly consigned not to being remastered when the other ones did. It's frustrating that they had so many L's during this time, basically.
That's the thing. We've been following this for a long time, and it's like, if you look into the development of the most recent Suicide Squad game, that thing was first mentioned back in like 2011. Like, if you look at the actual reality of the development over time, there was a version of a Suicide Squad game that was first mentioned in 2011. There was another sort of thing where it resurfaced in 2013. It's gone through a couple of different dev studios. It was handed off to Rocksteady, who finally got it over the finish line. But at the same time, you know, alongside that, you had the Arkham games. Arkham City was 2011, I think, or 2012.
Yeah, 2011. Yeah.
And then Arkham Knight was 2015. So you kind of have them, this big pioneer thing that a lot of people are responding to, and then trying to always make Suicide Squad a thing on the side. And then where we are now, the more information comes out about what could have been, maybe in some parallel universe we would be complaining that there's too many Batman things, and maybe we would have yearned for Suicide Squad. But at the same time, knowing what was in the works to the point where they had the voice actor doing lines for it, and which is usually one of the last things you would do, is just kind of annoying. And we have to at least weather the Suicide Squad storm and then maybe get another Batman game after that.
I kind of think that the one way you'd bring me back around to all this right now is if the game that WB Games Montreal is working on is a single-player Batman Beyond game, and you've gotten Will Friedle back to play Terry McGinnis. That's the one thing that would get me back in.
Yeah.
As someone who deeply loves and appreciates Batman Beyond, and everyone go tell Scott Telford to watch it in the comments because he still hasn't seen it.
Apparently it's good.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like the best Batman thing ever, and Return of the Joker is the best Batman movie.
That's another thing as well, is obviously Kevin Conroy sadly passed away now, but if you were going to do the Batman Beyond game a few years ago, then you could have potentially had the Terry McGinnis thing with the older Bruce Wayne role as well. So I guess we'll see, but it's interesting seeing the way the terrain's rolled out across the last few years, and we'll just see what Suicide Squad is and see whether people are hungry for more Arkham things afterwards.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.